Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, welcome to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. This is Aaron.
And this is Craig.
And we're coming to you from the Lee Berry Studios, just outside Nashville, Tennessee.
At a very undisclosed location.
And we're in Studio 2.
Studio 2.
That's like, okay.
Yep.
We've done some funny stuff in this studio, so speaking of funny stuff, we got some funny, strange stories for you, and Craig is going to kick us off with the first one. Headline is...
Hey.
Yeah.
Haven't we already... We've had some snakes in a plane stories before.
We've had a bunch of them. This one, though, I saw the video.
I saw the picture.
Wow.
Scary. You know what's crazy about it?
What? You want to read the headline?
I will in a minute.
Well, okay.
You know what's really weird about this one?
What?
Is the snake didn't have a ticket.
It did, but it was for a different flight.
Oh, so he got on the wrong plane.
He didn't watch the whole video.
I thought he was just being sneaky.
Yeah, this is a snake on a wrong plane.
Oh, snake on a plane. Reptile slithers out of ceiling, causing mid-flight... Right.
And we've talked about this before, but that's about the only thing that really scares me. Snakes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say airplanes.
No, I don't mind airplanes.
What about airplanes that look like snakes? This was no scene from a Hollywood movie, Aaron.
You missed that first line.
I did.
Everybody strap in.
Oh, I missed that. Everybody strap in. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
This was no scene from a Hollywood movie, Aaron.
No, sir.
Nope.
This
a
no
slithery
acting.
Snake briefly sparked a panic on an Air Mexico flight bound for Mexico City.
Oh, it's a Mexican snake.
As far as we know.
He said, hey, I'm coming out of this flight here. See, I see.
He had his wee little sombrero on. When it started crawling out of the overhead bins in a horrifying nod to the thriller Snakes on a Plane.
Yes.
Video posted to Twitter Sunday captured the wriggling green reptile precariously hanging between the plane's ceiling and wall before nearly dropping down to join its passengers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You know, we've talked about it before, but snakes, that's the only thing that really, I don't want to be around. I don't want to be within a mile of a snake.
What if the plane looked like a snake?
I'm not getting on that plane.
What about snakeskin boots?
I do have some of those.
Then you're really not scared of them.
But I haven't worn them in like 20 years. They probably don't fit anymore.
What, did your feet get fat?
Most of me did.
A second video posted on YouTube appears to show the same reptilian. Can I just say snake?
Yeah, no.
Stowaway.
No, you got to say it like it's written.
Stretching down toward the already cleared seats as passengers watch from a distance.
Can you imagine that scene? I mean, I saw it, but... Imagine being on a plane, you know, high above the skies.
You're sitting there looking through your movies. He's like, hey, what's playing?
Is that Samuel L. Jackson?
The airline said the flight, which originated in Torreon.
Yes, Torreon.
Was given priority landing in Mexico City, where workers secured the reptile, according to a statement obtained by the Associated Press.
Uh-huh.
An investigation into how the snake got on board the plane was reportedly... Okay, come on. He had a boarding pass. He got on like everybody else.
He had his little passport.
I feel like there was more funny in there somewhere.
Do you really?
No.
Okay. Here's a headline for you. Headline is, pregnant Russian woman gives birth in forest while officers fight off bears.
That is a beautiful scene.
Can you imagine
these guys like wrestling bears in the background?
She's screaming.
She's pushing.
Yeah, push. Push. Childbirth can be an extremely stressful event. Oh, this is a Russian story. Hang on.
There is a raven with a pancake on
his head.
Wait, Aaron?
Yeah.
Back in the voice game.
This is a... No, wait. I can't do a Russian.
Just do the Russian. Just think of getting the moose and squirrel.
Childbirth can be an extremely stressful event for a new mother.
That's horrible.
I told you I couldn't do it.
You want to try again?
Nope.
Pregnant woman gives birth to forest.
What? She gave birth to a forest?
She gives birth to forest while officers fight off bears. Get the moose and squirrel.
Childbirth.
If you finish it with get the moose and squirrel, it always works.
Childbirth can be an extremely stressful event for a new mother, but for one young mother in Russia, it got more dangerous than usual.
Mother Russia.
UPI reported that the 26-year-old woman...
UPI, that's UPI.
That's UPI.
UPI.
The 26-year-old woman gave birth in a remote Siberian forest under some very unusual circumstances.
Yeah.
Which just so happened to involve bears.
Yeah.
Alexandra Matrosova was outside the tiny town of Mirny. It's called Mirny.
Mirny.
Where are you going?
Mirny, Yakutia Republic.
Going over to Mirny.
Why is it going to Yeti-Shu-Shu?
Over the weekend.
That's not even Russian.
She went into labor and was forced to give birth to her child in the woods.
Don't they force labor everybody over there?
Wait,
we're not talking about that, are we?
According to
Stop.
Can I please finish this story?
Can we just talk about it for a minute?
What?
Can we just talk about this?
Sure.
I got nothing. I was just derailing you.
You sure were. You derailed me bad.
Okay.
According to local officials, police officers had to be called out to defend her and her family from a group of bears that had been following them. Uh-oh. You know what they were? They were lunch.
I guess so.
Papa Bear said, let's go get those.
What if they were the Chicago Bears?
They weren't.
Oh, okay.
Now, rescue workers say that Matrosova,
the bears,
who was 40 weeks pregnant, that's very pregnant. You don't need to be walking in the woods at 40
weeks.
You
don't need to be fighting bears.
Made a reckless decision in accompanying her family on a routine fishing trip.
There was nothing routine about that
trip. No, she did make a reckless decision. I decided to help my husband and relatives with fishing, she told. Oh, boy.
Who'd she tell?
Komsomolskaya Pravda.
Komsomolskaya Pravda. No, Pravda.
Komsomolskaya Pravda.
KP newspaper.
The lake was not too far, but the road was impassable. Matrosova said that when she first felt the labor pangs, her family attempted to drive her to a local hospital, but their SUV got stuck in the swampy conditions.
Oh, no.
A group called for emergency personnel and then decided to leave the vehicle, which ended up being a bad choice.
Horrible choice.
As Matrosova and her family waited for police and medical workers to arrive, a group of bears picked up their scent and moved in to investigate. Perhaps it was the scent of the fish, but the bears ended up hounding the family for hours. Rescue workers described the situation as one of the most unique they had ever experienced.
Well, just give them the fish.
Really? Bears have their mating season. It's a dangerous time.
Did they try to explain to the bears what was going on?
No, the bears didn't speak Russian. They were on vacation.
Oh,
the
right.
Rescuers later told
that really
RT,
does make a lot of sense.
There's huge footprints were everywhere.
Huge.
Maybe it was Sasquatch.
That's true.
We were shooting and making noise for
we were shooting. They're
right.
Russia.
We were shooting. We were shooting and making noise.
We were shooting and drinking vodka
for 2 hours.
Making noise for 2 hours.
To make sure the predators didn't come.
The predators were there.
They don't play ice hockey.
Well, Siberia. Well, there was snow. I mean,
they play hockey in Russia.
Yeah, that's true.
Rescue personnel made their way to the family on foot due to the roads being unusable. As the temperature dipped to just above freezing, police officers and medics helped carry Matrosova and her newborn girl back to the car, which she stayed in until they were able to transfer her to a hospital. Boy, I really butchered that last paragraph.
Okay, you know what? You skip the rest, because here's the deal. What happened with the bears? This story failed to give us a conclusion to what happened with the bears.
The bears, well, they said that the bears helped name the baby, and they came to visit 2 days later.
They were like God bears.
Yeah.
They made them like, they had this like sort of a...
The bears.
The bears.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Aaron.
You know what time it is? You know what time of year it is, right?
Well, yeah, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it is.
Your favorite time of year.
And we've got this story that I found that I was going to save for our Christmas
special.
But
you just have to rip the present open right now.
Yeah, because this is a fresh story, and it made me laugh.
And it's got you right there in the headline.
I'm in the headline.
This is Grinch.
Yeah. Okay, headline is, Grinch flicks cigarette on parade float, setting it on fire on the way to Huntsville Christmas parade.
Why am I laughing? That's not really funny, but it just sounds so...
Man, that float is hot.
Wow.
It's
what you did there.
Okay. And this comes to us just down the street.
You should stop while you're
from Huntsville, Alabama.
Let's just let that smolder.
You may be familiar with the Facebook group for Lost and Found Pets of Huntsville, Madison County. Yeah, I look at that one every day.
Yeah, that's actually one of my top ones on Reddit.
Yeah, it helps reunite missing pets with their owners. That's nice.
That's nice.
They have nearly 13,000 members and 5,000 success stories. So that's a pretty successful little Facebook page.
Yeah.
They may have helped you find your missing dog or cat over the last few years if you were to live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
Well, Thursday afternoon, they were headed with their float to the Huntsville Christmas parade. But something pretty awful happened on the way there.
Quit baiting us. Just tell us.
Gene Ann Jackson, the creator of the group, said someone flicked a cigarette from another car while they were driving in front of Kroger.
Oh, no.
Her husband was driving the truck with the float, and she was in another vehicle and saw everything happen. She saw it take place.
Oh, this is horrible. Right during a drought.
Yes. Somebody flicked a cigarette
out. And you know what? they probably would have gotten in some, for once, gotten in trouble for doing that if they'd been caught.
That's right.
Because it was a drought. Why are you still talking like that?
Because I was in the middle
of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Somebody flicked a cigarette out and it landed in the straw on our float and it burned to the ground, said Jackson. My husband was driving and I was driving behind him when I noticed the smoke, and other people did too.
I'm sure.
Luckily, several people came and helped us unload some of the stuff. We were able to salvage some of it, but the house we worked so hard on, that we were so proud of, went up in smoke.
The cigarette butt.
I don't know about you, but and I don't want to make any smokers out there angry.
Yeah.
Car manufacturers give you
ashtrays.
Ashtrays.
Yeah.
The world is not your ashtray.
Those filters are not biodegradable.
And especially during a drought.
Yes.
And I have actually witnessed someone.
I really like that song.
I've seen when someone drive by and
drought.
Throw a cigarette out.
Drought. Throw your cigarette out.
All right.
These are the things Craig is talking about.
I give you, as a general rule, I give you a few passes, okay?
Come on.
Right now, this is a serious moment.
I'm sorry.
Very serious.
I'm sorry.
It's not a charade.
I'm sorry I messed up your serious
No,
moment.
It's okay. I'm just saying, I saw somebody do it one time, and I saw a field, a little lot, actually catch on fire.
Oh, gosh.
Time. It was down around the Nashville area, and some threw a thing out the window.
Wow.
It's just like... You know, nothing personal to you smokers out there. Just how about
stop littering.
How about you use the ashtray that the car company gave you?
And why is that not littering? You look at a
exactly
20 cigarette butts, one pack of cigarette butts. That's a bunch of garbage, and they're just tossing.
Yeah,
I was guilty of it back when I was a
and
kid.
And it's almost like everyone's become just kind of okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not okay with it.
I'm not okay with it at all.
I'm going to start. You know, I'm going to start doing blowing my horn when I see it on the road. I was going to beep beep just. Do that.
You go get them, Tiger.
Yeah, my horn, I drive a little Prius. It goes, nah, 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 nah. That might get them.
He's like,
nah, nah. Yeah. Somebody flicked a cigarette. Okay, next paragraph.
You're the part about the cigarette has a butt.
The cigarette butt landed in the hay bales on their float. Jackson said everything quickly caught fire. 3 months of hard work on their elaborate handmade creation. They had put $1,000 worth of donated materials into the Whoville setup. Pucker up, Whoville, built for the Dr. Seuss theme parade. We had built a full-size Who house with lights inside and windows.
This is a horrible. Please tell me they caught the guy.
We'll find out. We had a smoking chimney. I bet they did.
Yeah, I bet.
We worked so hard, said Jackson. The Huntsville Fire Department responded to put out the fire. Most of the structure burned. Members were able to save some of the dogs, pigs, and other creatures they created that were custom-made. Things, costumes, and wigs, stuff like that.
No, they said pigs and other creatures they created that wore custom-made thing, costumes,
yes.
And wigs.
The group is trying to
English, Aaron, English.
The group is trying to win the cash prize for the best float. Well, it was the smoking float.
It was hot.
Yeah, so they could use that money to pay for more pets to be spayed and neutered. Who are they, Bob Barker? I'm sorry. The group scrambled.
You just went in. You threw Bob Barker under the bus.
These expressions,
under the float.
These expressions you make that our listeners can't see crack me up. So when I do, anyway, the group scrambled to get another trailer brought to the parade site so that they
could. Have a backup made?
They're going to put the items they saved on this.
You know, I see this great image of a.
You got a little crusty Who still smoldering.
I see. Why do I see like Randy Quaid in Christmas Vacation standing there after it went off?
Those little lights aren't flickering, Clark.
Wow, I mean, that's horrible, and
no,
it really does. Another thing, I think we've talked about this before. Come up behind somebody who just decides to just take their fast food bags, just stick them up window, throw them.
Oh
out.
My god! Now that really does burn me up. It makes me want to get a hammer and nail something.
You just got violent.
Don't be littering.
You're a grumpy elf.
You litter in Tennessee, you make an Indian cry.
What? Remember that was all over the United States.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, Tennessee was
when I was
Tennessee
a kid,
trash.
Yes,
messing up the
highways.
Okay, ready for this one?
Clogging up the byways.
And the mirror's bumper fell off at the end?
Yes, it
You should
did.
Find that video and put it on.
Oh, that video, surely it doesn't
exist. No, it does exist.
We'll find it.
It does exist.
You give it to me.
I can find it.
I'll put it on
you
there.
Dare me?
Yes.
Dare me?
The double dog dare
Okay, ready?
You. Yep.
Next story.
Go.
Florida man. We love Florida stories.
Florida stories are great.
He breaks into a neighbor's home.
Oh, that's bad.
You know why?
Uh-uh.
You probably thought he wanted to rob him.
Yeah, get some drugs or some cash or guns.
Or whatever, right?
Right.
Drink all the pina colada mix.
Yes, that happens.
No, he wanted to pet their cat.
No. That sounds like something I would do.
Some stupid?
No, pet a cat.
A Florida man has been arrested after breaking into his neighbor's home to pet the family's cat. According to A St. Petersburg station resident Brittany Klein woke up in the middle of the night on November 20th after her cat was startled.
Somebody was home. Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, because she woke up when the cat was startled.
From the station, when I opened my eyes, I could see the shadow of a man standing.
Is that how she talks?
You know, you can't force that, okay?
I'm trying to.
Sometimes I channel them, sometimes I don't.
Well, I'm disappointed because it's even, you know, it's even...
Okay, let me get my cigarette smoking face on.
This is a different story, though. How do you know she smokes?
No, because she's in Florida.
Oh.
When I opened my eyes, I could see the shadow of a man at the end of my bed. He was standing perfectly still. I said, hello. And when I said hello, he dropped very slowly down to the ground. And as soon as I saw the shadow move down to the ground, I knew somebody was there.
He's like, if I move real slow, she won't see me.
Yeah, I got a dog that does that. We got a dog. His name's Henry. Can I talk about Henry on the show?
Yeah, he don't mind.
Henry does this thing that the whole family laughs about. You'll say, come on, Henry, let's go. Let's go outside. And he'll just stop. And then he'll slowly, like literally slowly start to turn his body the other way.
Guess he don't want to go outside.
No, he doesn't think you can see him. It's like he's like Henry.
but he doesn't want to go outside.
He doesn't want to go outside, but we're like, Henry, we can still see you. If he thinks if he just stops.
He's invisible
now. Or if he walks
now.
Really. Exactly. He thinks he's invisible. It's so funny because he's so stupid.
Yeah.
He's a great dog. He's just.
I like him.
Okay. Klein, this is the woman again.
Yeah.
Then flipped on the lights. And noticed a man crouched down at the foot of her bed, petting the cat.
He was saying, you can't see me, you can't see me, you can't see me.
You can't see me, you can't see me. Hope the guy's name was Henry. It wasn't, though.
No.
Anyway, she flipped on the lights, noticed a man crouched down at the foot of her bed, petting the cat. She told the man to leave, which he complied.
Well, sure he did.
The intruder later identified as Jasper Fiorenza.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Fiorenza is going
to
be angry.
If you can't say the name, it's going to be hard to say that. Had to climb over a baby gate to exit Klein's bedroom, allowing police to pull a fingerprint off her bedroom door.
That's good police work.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if there was any bear spray.
No, they're not there yet.
Okay.
Anyway, he attempted to return to Klein's home the following night and was promptly arrested. He now faces charges of burglary. I say that like you know.
Yeah, you do.
Burglary and resisting an officer without violence. Wait.
What happened?
There's a resisting an officer... And then there's a resisting an officer without violence?
Yes.
Somehow between the two, I want the second one.
Resisting an officer without violence is like, no, don't touch me, don't touch me.
Yeah, but there's resisting an officer, and then there's without violence.
Yes.
So you can resist with or without violence.
True. I
would take the nonviolence.
Sure.
At least it sounds nicer.
You know, he must have really liked that cat.
All right. Well, you know what? It's probably a really, really nice cat.
Yeah. Okay.
It was probably like a possum.
Our next story comes to us all the way from Jupiter.
That's crazy.
Yeah, headline is, Jupiter woman throws a squid at her boyfriend outside a bagel shop.
Interesting.
Okay. A 61-year-old woman.
This is the kind of story I like. You know why?
Why?
It's got everything I like. It's got Jupiter.
Yes.
It's got a planet.
Drops of Jupiter in the bagels.
It's got bagels.
Yeah.
And it's got a squid.
A squid.
I've said that
squid!
Before. I've said that before.
You have.
I said if I could have.
I knew you were always fond of squid.
If I could have a planet, a squid, and a bagel all in the same story, I could stop this podcast. We're done. We're done.
We should just end it right there.
What happened? The podcast quit. They quit talking. Is it like a technical difficulty?
Okay, a 61-year-old woman Monday evening walked.
That's a weird name. That's her name. Monday evening.
No, it's not. This happened on Monday evening. Walked up to her boyfriend, who was eating squid outside an Indiana Road restaurant.
That was an
Indian Town Road restaurant. And slapped him in the face, a Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office report says. Then, Joanne Asaturo took the squid and threw it at her longtime boyfriend.
How big was this squid?
It's a big squid because she covered him with it.
But if it's like calamari or something, it's like little bitty pieces or something. This is like a huge, like, it'd be funny. I want to see the picture. It's probably an actual, like, a giant squid.
She's very strong.
I just came back from attacking a submarine. I thought I'd get me some food over here on Indiana Town Road. And
this guy bit me.
This guy bit into me, and this lady threw me.
Asaturo also threw the man's wallet and fled in a four-door Buick LeSabre.
LeSabre.
A witness told
you said La Sabra.
Yeah, I did. A witness told deputies the woman grabbed one of the outdoor chairs at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Oh, we got one of those in town.
Do we?
In the Nashvilles.
In an unincorporated pocket of Jupiter just west of Indian Town
Road
Bridge.
Wait a minute. Those Einstein Brothers, they really get far out there. They're
on
Jupiter.
They make some bagers, yeah.
Some bagers?
Bagers. Bagers. I want a bager with some cheese.
Carol Bagel Sager.
And repeatedly tried to hit the man with it. Asaturo was arrested early Tuesday at her Jupiter home, the report states. She was released under supervision last night. Jail records show.
They spent almost as much to go get her as they do Matt Damon in every movie that he's in.
Yeah. Hey, this next story is an update.
Update,
you remember?
About the reindeer?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's a two middle-aged dudes in a microphone update.
I'm going to, you know what? I'll insert a little theme song there.
Okay. Domino's tried a reindeer delivery program.
We talked about it.
Guess how that went.
Yeah, but we talked about it, remember?
I saw a video on the news or something recently.
We were excited.
It looked, yeah, I can't say I was excited.
I was going to order a pizza from Japan just to see it.
Just see if they deliver it?
Yep.
Domino's Japan has pulled the reins. See what they did? On its special caribou-based delivery program just 1 week after it launched, after the reindeer continually shook their antlers, refused to stop at delivery spots, and kept dislodging the pizzas from their delivery pouches. That was a Cronkite coming out again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The giant pizza, giant.
Now you know
that
you
really
are.
That really changes the story when you go from pizza giant to giant pizza.
It does. Makes me hungry.
There's like a giant pizza that runs the company.
Yep.
The pizza giant announced Thursday.
The pizza that giant. That sounds like a monster from a Japanese movie.
Didn't.
Godzilla versus pizza giant.
They announced Thursday that it didn't want to be saddled.
Good grief.
Anymore. Saddled with any more reindeer training operations at its Hokkaido. I just made that up. Integrated research center and would return Santa's helpers to where they belong. Let me put it in the hands of the professionals.
Can I read this next paragraph?
Sure.
It hasn't been possible to solve the training problems we come up with. So we reluctantly decided in the reindeer program, stop it now.
Domino's Japan said in a statement.
I was supposed to read that part.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, continue.
It's been difficult to control the reindeer.
But the buck didn't stop there. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Undefeated, Domino's has instead started to deliver via scooters dressed as reindeer.
Oh, please.
Complete with antlers and fluffy. Okay.
No.
That's funny. I mean, I'd rather, instead of that stupid reindeer.
I want the reindeer.
I know, but logistically, it's never going to work, right?
Okay.
But how about putting people in stupid-looking little cheesy reindeer?
Yeah, that might work.
Or those T-Rex outfits.
Okay, I changed my mind.
How about the T-Rex outfits?
Yes, I'm having to order all kind of pizza.
The program was ostensibly introduced to demonstrate the company's new GPS-based delivery service, which allowed customers to monitor their piping hot pizza's path
Yummy.
On a special app. The reindeer were included as a novel way of battling Hokkaido's blizzard conditions.
Where the scooters are going to be fine, I guess.
Yeah, they'll put little sleds on them. Where temperatures regularly drop into the low 20s. Domino's even released a detailed action plan as part of the stunt, comparing the advantages of using a reindeer to a helicopter or car. Okay, well, you know what? They don't deliver pizzas with helicopters. They noted it didn't need a license since it was a light vehicle, could carry heavy items, and came with no cost.
Really?
Social media was split on the announcements, with some calling it out for animal cruelty.
Please.
And others asking how they could tip it. And what happens if it eats all the pizzas instead? Really, animal cruelty. There's already that group out there. Why? Because horses have never drawn carriages before.
Really?
Like reindeer have never flown through the sky with Santa.
For real. Okay. You will remember, Craig, earlier this podcast, not this episode, but earlier, we discussed a Mac-scented candle. Remember that? Remember?
I thought it sounded like a new stupid.
And I want one.
Because, a new Macintosh.
Yeah, Macintosh. Mac,
I was thinking Big Mac for some reason.
Ooh, that'd be good,
too. No, we were talking about and I thought it was dumb.
Yeah, but I said I want one just because
but
it's
you
got
say,
an Apple
but you
on
say
it.
Dumb stuff all the time.
So, guess who else is trying to make up?
Wait, don't tell me.
Okay.
Scented
candle.
Long John Silver's.
No.
Taco Bell.
No. Ooh, that'd be nasty.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, now you're talking.
Dairy Queen.
I think you might be onto something.
KFC.
Yes, bingo.
No, bingo's.
KFC candle, One off KFC candle offers sweet smell of 11 herbs.
Smile.
Sweet smell of 11 herbs and spices at home. The aroma of KFC's original crispy chicken recipe will be able to follow one lucky person.
One.
Oh, so they're only making one.
We're going to have to talk to our friend Mark about this. You know where this is.
Yeah, New Zealand. Drop D can maybe try to get this for us. KFC New Zealand is running a competition through its social media sites for a KFC-scented candle. A one-of-a-kind. I got to have it.
Someone else did something weird like this, and there was like a handful of people that got them.
The post has received thousands of comments and likes, and people have been asked to suggest what KFC merchandise they'd like to see available. Among the suggestions were scratch and sniff Snickers. Scratch and sniff.
I like that.
Stickers, wet wipes, perfume, and envelopes with KFC flavored seals.
It was one of the bacon companies did it. It was a bacon
app. The app for your phone.
It would smell like bacon. Yeah, you had to have the little thing that plugged in the phone. Yep. And it would smell like bacon.
I actually tried to get one, and I didn't qualify for some reason.
Because it's dumb to put that
I think
much
I had
in.
A flip phone at the time.
Maybe that's why.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, because Lori and I went to...
Don't talk about her.
Oh,
she
I'm
got
sorry.
Very angry when I heard
she
from her
did.
Last time.
She let you know about it last
she
Sunday,
let
didn't
me
she?
Know. I got an earful about it.
Anyway, Lori and I went to Cracker Barrel. And you know what I saw? What
talk
they've
about.
Got? They've got a 1 pound Snicker bar.
Oh, they got those right up the street at Speedway.
You just cut it.
They got it at Speedway.
It's a solid
2,100 calories.
I saw the thing and I thought, you know, it would be like a bunch of little Snickers
no,
lined up.
It's one solid.
It's a solid
have
1 pound
seen
Snicker
the,
bar.
Have you not seen the Reese's cups?
I've seen the Reese's.
And
I'm not interested.
And then there's a giant 1 pound Hershey bar.
And then there's that huge Rice Krispie
Rice
treat.
Rice Krispie treat. It, you know, right, they got every one of those right up the street here.
Oh, I'm going to go
my
get
my favorite
mine.
Place. They're like $10.99 for a Snickers.
Yeah, no, they're $9.99 at Walmart.
And I, what's a dollar?
Because I saw one.
When you're making the kind of money you're pulling down from a podcast.
I said, ooh, a big Snickers.
Hey, so then you end up eating yourself into a sugar coma. Over I
you
did,
act like I would eat the whole thing at once. I'm not Craig.
I would.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not backing down.
I'm not Craig.
I'm not backing down.
I don't eat.
I'm not scared in this.
Ain't scared.
I ain't scared. But I added at the calories day when I was in the store talking to the guy
yeah.
who works there because I'm yeah. in there way too much.
Yeah.
And it was like.
How many servings
it was
a pound?
It was like eight or something.
Okay.
Like that. But it was like. It was like 200. It ended up being like 2,100, 2,200 calories.
Not bad. That would be the.
That's horrible.
I may eat one like on my birthday. Just to celebrate.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
If that makes you tough guy, go ahead.
You know what time it is?
You know what? When I'm visiting you at the diabetes clinic.
Oh, good point. I do need to lay off.
I say that. I'm such a hypocrite.
It is that time of the show, Craig.
What?
Where we. I'm going to review an Ace podcast. Podcast. Ace Podcast Network podcast.
I thought we were doing this.
Nope.
I don't like the management of this podcast.
We are running low.
You're running low. You're running short.
You know what time it is? You know what time it is, Craig?
It's time for you to plug a podcast.
Yes, I'm going to review an Ace Podcast Network podcast.
Should I say it?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Ace Podcast.
Ooh, I thought it was the beginning of our show.
You did think that, didn't you?
Well, this podcast is called Beware and Warning. And it's really cool. I listened to a couple of episodes today. It's fun. You remember in high school, well, actually.
I don't remember yesterday.
The books, the Choose Your Own Adventure books. You know.
It sounds familiar because I know this podcast and it sounds familiar, but I can't remember what those are.
Yeah, I remember like some. Castles and you know
for some reason in my mind I can only remember Mad Libs
but if you listen to this podcast what they do is they read these books they read the Choose Your Own Adventure books on the show this is what they say on their website Beware and Warning every other week we read a different Choose Your Own Adventure book and see if we can make it through the danger intrigue and butt jokes to the end so Alan Jenkins is the guy that does the podcast and he has guests on. And it's just a fun, it's a really fun
I think podcast. I do remember these. I'm looking these up while you're talking.
I remember reading one, and I thought there were a lot of wasted pages because you only got half
wow.
a book. You know,
I do remember those.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like one of those things from the far back of my mind I never would have remembered if you hadn't shown it to me.
Well, check out Beware and Warning. You might really enjoy it.
I'm going to.
Good.
Don't you stop me.
You tell Alan Jenkins I sent you.
You just did.
Okay. That brings us to the end of another action-packed.
Well, I hope people are awake after that whole.
And
that's going to linger for a while.
I really want to remind everybody we've got a contest going on here in December. Everybody that rates us and reviews us.
Gotta you got to hit the in iTunes. You got to tap the star
and write a review.
And you got to write a review.
All the, we're going to draw one person from the list of names. We'll do it on our Christmas episode. One person from that list is going to win a two middle-aged dudes and a microphone T-shirt.
Woo!
Yeah, any size they want. I'll send it their way, as long as it's medium.
Okay. Sounds accurate. Sounds fair.
No, I'm just kidding. We've got smalls through extra large, and any of those sizes
you
they
want. You can't autograph another one. You got to send it without an autograph.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well, catch us next time when you might hear Craig say,
whoop, 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 chica, chica, chica.
These are the things I can do without. Come on, I'm talking to you. Come on, shout, shout, let it all out. These are the things I can do.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.